This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And it's Sunday, August 18th, 2019. We're live in studio, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., right after David Knight. Host the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. Central, 11 Troy, the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. And there will be some new shows launched September 1st. I'll just leave it at that. I'm really trying to zen out right now and be as calm as I can. Because quite frankly, I know that I'm more effective at getting the truth out when I am calm. And I'm actually pretty calm in my daily life. But when I read all this news and information and I get up on air, there's a real sense of urgency and a real sense to hit it all. There's a report up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com that really deserves to go viral if you care about children. A lot of people ask me, how did I know about Jeffrey Epstein 10 years ago or longer? And how did I know the specifics of how he was into eugenics and transhumanism? Well, they all are. It's a cult. And people thought I must have some secret sources. Greg Reese, one of our great researchers, one of our reporters, investigative journalist, came to me last week and he said, did you know about congressional testimonies with video admitting MKUltra and programs of programming sex slaves and assassins? And I said, yeah, I knew Dr. Ewing Cameron and Jolene West ran those programs. There's even been History Channel shows. I knew there was congressional reports and even a report put out in 95 by the inspector general admitting that the government ran these programs. But I didn't know there was video. Well, you know, C-SPAN has archived everything going back 30 years now. And folks went in and dug it out. This is Congress interviewing children that are now young adults who confirm that they were government sex slaves and being trained to be assassins. And the government knows it. It's declassified. And they're in the committee rooms. There's hours of this. The report's only 8.5 minutes long. But later this week, we've got to do a special broadcast or something and air. I mean, there's like 6 hours of this. And these are confirmed foster children and people that were grabbed out of government homes and shipped to Canada and the U.S. to government facilities. It's one thing to read it declassified in 77. These videos, these films from 77 in the Frank Church committee hearings. It's another thing to see these people. So I've got a lot of incredible news here. I've got them growing human organs inside cows and inside monkeys. And I told you that 25 years ago. Because it was in medical reports then. It just wasn't popular knowledge. It wasn't pop culture. Your new heart could be made in China, grown in a monkey, grown in a cow. Just there it is, see? Oh, Jeffrey Epstein, all these forensic pathologists and experts say, no, you can only do this by somebody breaking your neck, or if he was professionally hung, which didn't happen, he was killed. Only 29% of Americans believe Epstein committed suicide. But don't worry, CNN says that's because they're racist. Seriously, that's the new thing. And they say that Trump needs to shut up. Meanwhile, you don't really hear about the news because nobody cares when Muslims blow people up, but Islamic State claims bombing that killed 63. How about Islamic extremism? And the big news. The big, big, big news will hit first on the other side of this 60-second break. The New York Times leaked audio, leaked text, openly planning to trigger race war to bring down Trump. as deep state pushes collapse of U.S. economy. These people are organized criminals on foreign payrolls. They're all guilty of treason.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We've got it. The
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is Sunday, August 18, 2019. On this live transmission, I'm your host, Alex Jones. And those of you that have found this broadcast on local TV stations or radio stations or who are watching somewhere on the internet like InfoWars.com, you have done it in defiance of Hollywood and the Chi-Coms and the globalists and the deep state. They tell you you're not supposed to listen to this show. And they can't wait till their AIs wired into everything. They think they're going to be able to stop you from being able to find this in the near future. They had congressional hearings a month ago where Google and others promised Senator Blumenthal that they'd have me completely off the internet soon. They were working on it. And now Facebook's announcing with its WhatsApp, they're going to go in and read what you're doing, and they'll ban you off that if they say you're using the wrong gender pronouns. To quote Tucker Carlson, these people aren't frightening or anything. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to air a report that is 8.5 minutes long. That is beyond critical to get out. It's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Just went up about an hour ago. We're going to air it here, and then give you the rest of the story. But it's congressional hearings in 1977. This is something I never seen. I just read the transcripts of young people that were in admitted sex slave mind control programs to corrupt and blackmail high-powered men, but also to be assigned to them as sex operatives if they need to be assassinated. This isn't conjecture. This isn't speculation. This is admitted. People keep asking, how'd you know about the blackmail rings? How'd you know about the... Because this is how secret societies have operated for thousands of years. They're just cults of power. They're gangs. The homeless people in California and all over are now forming themselves into gangs and getting more and more aggressive. So from the lowest IQ to the highest IQ, people form themselves into groups. And we face predatory, psychopathic groups. You know, you can go look at the studies that are legion, that are very accurate. We've all seen it manifested with our own two eyes. But statistically, you might have a psychopath, and it's generally genetic, but some can be artificially created through trauma. That's what this is all about. And maybe one psychopath out of 500, a sociopath out of 20. And then this modern culture is producing more sociopaths. Those have genetic tendencies, but it's nature and nurture. But when you look in CEO positions or military commanding positions, there are a lot of accurate estimates and studies that have been done that at least a third of the people are high-functioning, high-IQ psychopaths. Just type in psychopaths in leadership, psychopaths as CEOs, because they don't have the normal feelings we have, and they're willing to do anything. Now, a low-level psychopath wants to grab your daughter out of the backyard and torture him to death for fun. A high-powered one would set up an intelligence agency and test people incrementally until compartmentalized groups had it with men in white lab coats for doing it. And for their country, they abused the 5-year-old and 3-year-old children to create multiple personalities they can program. It's for the country. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's not for the country. It's for the globalist system. So, I know all this is horrifying, and we don't want this to be the way it is, but it is the way it is. Every culture from ancient Asia to Africa to Latin America to the Druids of Europe would go through cycles where they would get a psychotic priest class in place. Some priest class created aquifers and built buildings and medicine and science and said empower women, empower everyone. That's the Renaissance. That's Christians, real Christians. Christ energy. But in other systems, it's men that understand how humans work, and they use the fact that they've got gathered ancestral knowledge that's been stored to then use it against everyone else. And there's a predator class above us that sees us as animals that feed on us. And this predator class develops in every culture and tells its inner workings that everyone else is an animal, everyone else is trash. Reportedly, Epstein's Madam Pimp that would round up young children for torture, you name it, it's all coming out. People say, well, you're treating these little girls really bad, you're hurting them. She'd say, they're trash. They're not even human. So at the bottom of the hour, we're going to play that special report. And you can deny to yourself this exists, but it's already admitted. And I can tell you incontrovertibly, Trump is actively opposing this satanic network and is actively going after them. And we've seen a more than tenfold increase in arrest of pedophiles and their cohorts. And you've seen the top deputy pope, number two to the pope, you know, indicted, running hundreds of small boys. Some of them ended up dead. The Border Patrol stopping the kids pouring across before Obama would say, just let them into charities, don't find out their names. A bunch of them ended up dead. Thousands in sex abuse we know of. This is a giant vampiric feeding frenzy that's going on. And Trump is opposing it, and that's why you see the incredible freakouts. That's why you see all of the meltdowns taking place. And the average leftist has now received the spirit. They have now gotten the average leftist knows all of this and likes it. Because they're seeking after power. And they have delusions of grandeur. And they have been promised power over the earth and over others. And they believe that when Hillary came in and others came into power globally, that it would be their great time to rule. But instead, they're not being given all this power that they're seeking. See, they never had any innate power or connection to God, or they had a connection, they lost it. And so they're seeking to overthrow creation itself because there's not a place for them in that order. It's better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. Now, I will get to it next segment, our top story. I mentioned it earlier. When I read the transcripts Friday when they broke, it's what I already knew. And it's what was already in the WikiLeaks. But it's the head of the New York Times in a 74-minute speech to hundreds of top New York Times operatives. And he says, we're going to shift off Russia, the public doesn't buy it, and we're going to go to race. Well, they've already been on that, but they're going, if you thought there was race baiting and race war garbage before, and they admit, he says, to remove Trump. He says, this will remove him. So, Trump lashes out at New York Times, claims it's going on a racism witch hunt, says The Hill. No, there's no claiming it. Netflix, movies, shows, everywhere is white people are inherently bad. Apologize if you're white. It is just incredible. And the head of the New York Times tells his people, he goes, listen, Just screaming racism at them doesn't do enough. You've got to write elaborate stories about it. And you've got to edit what Trump says. I mean, he talks about this. And he says, and I apologize that we ran his quote saying we need to decry racism and unify as a country. He goes, we caught it. We took it down. We agree. Nothing positive can be said about Trump. But he says, we can't sucker the public. I mean, I've got the whole transcript right here. Dr. McCann, shot, please. Got the whole transcript right here. It's up on Infowars.com. And it's just mind-blowing. So we'll hit it all on the other side. New York Times chief outlines coverage shift from Trump Russia to Trump racism. So they're going into high gear with the divide and conquer leaked audio. New York Times executive editor tells staff to ditch Russia collusion lies, start focusing on Trump's racism. When it's the left invoking race and making it all about race, this is sick. This is evil. And it shows you how crazy 2020 is going to get. So, strap yourselves in. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, evil people have gotten together throughout history and organized criminal orders, systems of predatory evil, where they test their admittance, their minions, their pawns, and how ruthless and evil they can be. The best way to test that out is getting them to abuse little innocent children. If you get somebody to do that, you can get them to do anything. Override their humanity, their soul, their spirit, and their journey to the dark side will be complete. And we sit there and we look at the New York Times, and we look at all CNN, MSNBC, and they're just up there. This is a white supremacist. When he lowered flags because of the shooting in El Paso, it was to Heil Hitler. And you're just like, this doesn't make sense. It's targeting the dumbest people in the country. And it's also creating hysteria where people think that if they don't jump on board with whatever the Democrats say, they're going to be called racist. That's the new religion. That's the system of bullying that these people are inducting everyone into. Now, Trump came out and lashed out at the New York Times, claiming it's going on a racism witch hunt now that the Russiagate has failed. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's not what he claims. That's what they say. I came in here yesterday and did a special report. This was such a big deal. Again, anybody can pull up the transcript. They haven't released the audio. But Slate Magazine is who got it. And you read the transcript, it is unbelievable. The head of the New York Times says to the employees, look, Russia didn't work. He came up flat-footed. These are quotes. We're pivoting to race to remove him from office. They're the ones bringing up race. They're the ones lying. They're the ones dividing. They're the ones doing all of this. And then they've got the nerve to act like it's Trump when he's done nothing but prison reform to get black people out of jail and tried to bring factories to the inner city. It's amazing. But it's beyond a racism witch hunt. They're trying to invoke a civil war. A month before the election, Hillary was in trouble. And it came out in WikiLeaks. She was talking to top professors on her email saying, we need to accelerate the culture war. And the culture war is men against women, women against men, black against white, old against young. It just means divide and conquer. It's how you control a population. And I know our audience gets this, but the average leftist really believes they're storming the beaches of Normandy when they go out and hit somebody in the head that has an American flag. Or the incredible videos we're going to play next hour when Joe Biggs, who led the Patriot March successfully in Portland yesterday, joins us. And they're attacking little girls. They're attacking old men. They're pulling down American flags. They're attacking people with hammers in their cars. Because they believe they're fighting Nazis. But really, the people fighting the Nazis are 98% white. They're very low IQ. They're drug addicts or they're government or university employees. Out wearing masks. The bad guys trying to destroy the First Amendment and say that conservatives and nationalists and pro-Trump supporters, you can't walk down American streets. You're going to be attacked. And so people that wear American flags and go into these cities like Portland or cities like San Francisco, you get to experience what it's like to be Alex Jones. You get to experience what it's like to be Donald Trump when they try to attack you, when they try to kill you, and you see how insane and vicious. So now when I walk downtown in Austin, Texas, taken over by rejects from California, they don't drive by and say, F you, you're going to prison, Russian agent. We've caught that on tape many times. Or they walk right up and say it. Now they go, F you, Nazi, die. Die. I'm going to kill you. We kill Nazis. This is mind control. When the so-called authorities, the mainstream media, sit up there in the New York Times and tells you Nazis are everywhere. It's like WMDs in Iraq or the Salem witch trials. It doesn't exist. It's not real. Tucker Carlson is absolutely right. Almost every ragtag white supremacist group, it turns out, is run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. They have a new director at the ADL. They got rid of Abe Foxman a few years ago, who said everyone was a racist and they were losing lawsuits. They were getting caught breaking into police departments. They have a new director. They've kind of backed off that. I haven't seen the ADL doing that kind of stuff lately, but the Southern Poverty Law Center is worse than the ADL ever was. And they just run around just making stuff up, just like all the Democrats that have been caught staging racial attacks on themselves, not just Smollett. And now Tlaib has come out, and it turns out was offered entry into Israel, but said, I'm coming to protest and call for your destruction. So they said, well, we have a law against that if you're an outsider coming to, say, overthrow the country. So, no, you can't come in. She didn't want to see her grandmother. It was all made up. Another stunt. Oh, hey, Tlaib, they won't let one Palestinian into Saudi Arabia. They won't let one Jew into Saudi Arabia. Oh, but you don't care about that. It's all about how Israel's bad, and that's the litmus test. And, oh, that's the little fetish if you, oh, attack Israel. Then you're on the inside crew, and you're cool on the far right and the far left that really meet. In fact, I was never even pro-Israel. I wasn't against Israel. But all the bullying and all the lies that I worked for Israel, well, I am pro-Israel. Because the people that hate Israel act like it's one monolithic group. And it's bad, it doesn't have a right to exist. Just like we're told America doesn't have a right to exist and is apartheid-esque, needs to be overthrown. Yeah, Israel's got problems. It's got a bunch of different parties that kill each other, just like we do. But, again, this litmus test with a bunch of people who came to this country, like Ilhan Omar, when she can't even go back to her own country, she'd be killed, where they still have slavery. And then she says Israel doesn't have a right to exist. But then she never bitches about Saudi Arabia or all these other countries that are doing things a thousand times worse than what Israel's done. I mean, like, oh, Israel sometimes puts people in, you know, pressure moves to make them talk. Okay, that's wrong. Saudi Arabia cuts your head off if you're gay. Oh, but not a word out of her. And all I'm saying is, Communist China's got 1.5 billion people. It's taken over our government. It owns Hollywood. It owns the debt. You go all over the leftist spam stuff. It's Alex Jones is covering up for the Jews. China's not a threat. It's the Jews. Really, is it the Jews invading Hong Kong right now? My issue is that it's a cop-out. It's mental illness. People have no political understanding. They just go, Jews, 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 Jews. And meanwhile, yeah, it's leftist Jews calling for the overthrow of Israel and for my arrest. Oh, no, no, no. And all these right-wingers and left-wingers play to the tune of self-hating leftist Jews. It's sick. It's just, it's upside-down world, completely insane, and I'm not going to be part of the delusions. But they're trying to cause a race war right now. The globalists are.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
I am your host, Alex Jones. We are live broadcasting worldwide. Now, next hour, I'm going to get into the transcripts of what the head of the New York Times said about we're going to cause a race war, we're going to overthrow Trump using race. We already know all this, but it's so damn dangerous. All these TV shows and movies about killing Trump supporters because they're all Nazis, they're trying to trigger a civil war, not just a race war. It's very, very dangerous, as the president has said. Now, this is a 8.5-minute report. If you're a radio listener, you can see it and share it at InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com. Isn't as blacklisted. You can still share it on Twitter and Facebook. Share it via your email, via your text message, whatever you do, word of mouth. Congressional testimony from Clinton era reveals pedophile blackmail network. Now understand, Bill Clinton did a press conference with the government's report admitting it happened. And then this video has congressional testimony of children that were kidnapped and then put into mind control by the government. Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was in MKUltra. Most of these people are mind-controlled, programmed to be assassins, mass shooters. And this report has it from C-SPAN. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen? Unbelievable. So you want to know the rest of the story on Epstein? He was only one piece of it. Here is the powerful report that will only get past the censors if you spread it. So you've got your mission. Take action, Info Warriors.
I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out here tonight to arm yourselves with knowledge about a tool that's being covertly used to usher in what Adolf Hitler and George Bush termed New World Order, and that's mind control.
A New World Order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
Trauma-based mind control can be traced back for millennia. But we can find its research in modern times in the Tavistock Institute of London and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute of Germany. The Nazis were studying occult families engaged in multi-generational sexual abuse of children. They found that abused children were receptive to external mind control and could develop enhanced physical abilities such as photographic memory, physical stamina, and up to 44 times visual acuity. They were raising children in laboratories to create a super race of humans. Operation Paperclip was a secret program where the U.S. imported more than 1,600 Nazi scientists after World War II, some of whom went on to continue their work in trauma-based mind control. This information first made its way into the public on August 3, 1977, during congressional hearings into the CIA's MKUltra mind control program. It is interesting to note that Dr. Louis Julian West, a leading expert in the CIA's MKUltra program, was also the lead psychiatrist for Jack Ruby, Patty Hearst, Sirhan Sirhan, and Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh. In 1988, CIA agent Mark Phillips rescued Kathy O'Brien from the MKUltra program. They provided documented testimony for the U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee on Intelligence Oversight in 1995. But for reasons of national security, she was not able to address the congressional committee. So she became a whistleblower.
I was born in 1957 in Muskegon, Michigan, to a multi-generational incest-based family. This means my father was sexually abused as a child, my mother was sexually abused as a child, and they were sexually abusing me. The sexual abuse that I was enduring was so horrific that I developed dissociative identity disorder. It certainly was incomprehensible. There was no place for it in my mind to deal with such horror. Therefore, I developed a compartment in my brain, a little area behind amnesic barriers that was actually the neuron pathway shutting down in my brain in order to compartmentalize the memory of abuse so that the rest of my mind could function normally as though nothing had happened. This criminal faction of our government was so interested in dissociative identity disordered persons, they knew that any child that was subjected to child pornography had to have endured trauma so horrible that they had to be suffering from that disorder. Therefore, this criminal faction of our government sanctioned this child pornography ring so that they could identify and target children such as myself for the project.
Whistleblower Bryce Taylor has made very similar claims. Kathy O'Brien claimed that her handler, former Klansman and Senator Robert Byrd, was in complete control of her and directed her to have sex with powerful members of society and politics, including Bill and Hillary Clinton.
It was my experience that Bill Clinton is bisexual, leaning far more towards a homosexual end. All I've ever seen him involved in was the homosexual activity, with very limited experience with him myself, whereas my experience was much more prevalent with Hillary Clinton, because Hillary is also bisexual, leaning more towards a homosexual homosexual end, and it was she who accessed my sex programming to fulfill her perversions.
In 1995, President Bill Clinton's Advisory Committee on Human Radiation Experimentation included testimonies from Congress from child victims involved in trauma-based mind control, who claimed they were tortured and kept in cages when they were small children.
I was a subject in radiation as well as mind control and drug experiments performed by a man I knew as Dr. Green. His objective was to gain control of my mind and train me to be a spy assassin. I was in what looked like a laboratory, and there seemed to be other children. I was strapped down, naked, spread eagle, on a table, on my back. Dr. Green moved on to wanting me to kill dolls that looked like real children. He often tied me down in a cage, which was near his office,
and claimed they were used to sexually blackmail powerful politicians when they were only 9 years old.
I became a pawn in the government scheme, whose ultimate goal was mind control and to create the perfect spy, all for the use of chemicals, radiation, drugs, hypnosis, electric shock, isolation in tubs of water, sleep deprivation, brainwashing, verbal, physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. I can only summarize my circumstances by saying they took an already abused 7-year-old child and compounded my suffering beyond belief. The saddest part is, I know for a fact that I was not alone. There were countless other children in my same situation, and there was no one to help us. I was sent to a lodge in Maryland called Deep Creek Cabins to learn how to sexually please men. I was taught how to coerce them into talking about themselves, and it was Richard Helms, who was deputy director of the CIA, Dr. Gottlieb, Captain George White, Morris Allen, who all planned on filming as many high government agency officials and heads of academic institutions and foundations as possible. I was used to entrap many unwitting men, including themselves, all with the use of a hidden
camera. Okay, let's fade this down. We got to go to break. I want to come back and finish with this, and I want to explain something. Greg Reese did a great job. He found congressional testimony video of this, but I want to add something. It's in the report that Bill Clinton obnoxiously gets up and admits and apologizes for, when clearly he's been involved in all this. It's now come out. He's like, you got to know your government's going to take care of you. We're sorry about this. These people were confirmed to be in the program. And so we're going to do a part two on this that should be done middle of week, because I even pulled it up myself last night because I remember all this research. People ask how I know all this. It's public. Over 10,000 foster children were taken by Ewing Cameron, Dr. Ewing Cameron, and Jolyon West. This is declassified. They've had History Channel shows about it 20 years ago. They don't put that on anymore. But it's declassified that they would do electroshock, wipe out their memories, and put them on drugs, send them 6 months with audio programming going in, so they were totally new people with different personalities that you could put information into. Then you could send them to the Soviet Union to infiltrate. No one would know. Someone knows the keyword. It opens up the new personality. The brain's an incredible computer. And this is just a form of genetic, organic cybernetics. But it's all based on trauma. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globe, let's not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and
really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Report is up on InfoWars.com. Congressional testimony from Clinton era reveals pedophile blackmail network. Now, of course, that makes a lot more sense, doesn't it? With Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, he had all these famous scientists and famous foundation heads, and he was getting them to the Albert Einstein Institute, and then he was taking them to these big hotel-like compounds in New Mexico and in New York and all over the world. And in the Mediterranean, Caribbean, oh, it's all coming out, not just here, but in Europe. And you just heard congressional testimony of young women when they were children, age 8, programmed, drugged, electroshocked to service the heads of academia and the heads of government to compromise them for the criminal group that had taken over the Central Intelligence Agency. So here's that video.
You all plan on filming as many high government agency officials and heads of academic institutions and foundations as possible. I was used to entrap many unwitting men, including themselves, all with the use of a hidden camera. I was only 9 years old.
I was only 9 years old.
After the hearings, Bill Clinton began his speech with the NLP technique, the three-time convincer.
That at the very least, they could trust the United States government to tell the truth and to do the right things. None of these efforts can succeed unless people believe that they can rely on their government to tell them the truth and to do the right thing. And to all those who represent the families who have been involved in these incidents, let me say to you, I hope you feel that your government has kept its commitment to the American people to tell the truth and to do the right thing.
He offered an apology to the victims and financial compensation, but there was no investigation and no media coverage of the child victim testimony. Jeffrey Epstein is nothing new. Epstein was just a spoke in an ancient wheel. Keith Raniere was running the same operation with the Nixium cult. It runs through Hollywood, our government, pop culture, and our universities. If we cannot change this, then the corruption we see in politics will never change. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I think you might want to get that report out to your friends, your family, your email list, your text message. I mean, I know they tell you, don't promote Alex Jones or bad things will happen. And or what will your family say if you're promoting this evil guy that's exposed all of this? The truth is, I'd love to tell you that I'm some super rocket scientist. I just made it my point of study to study the real history of the world, the real history of the U.S., and how these criminal networks operate. And these criminal networks are operating all over the world because they're psychopaths. And they can find an army of sociopaths that will serve them. And they're very emotionalist. They're very cold-blooded. See, I'm very, very hot-blooded. I really care. I'm really upset by this. Because if you let these people run things, we are, as a culture, dead. And we are spiritual creatures. And that means these evil people are being put in charge by a very wicked force that formulaically tortures children, that formulaically corrupts others, and then externalizes its method. Other stacks of news today. They're down to five-year-olds now that strip dance at gay bars. Well, they're pedophile bars. They are human-animal clones all over the place. It's all being announced. Just killing babies after they're born. It's all just being thrown in our face to sear our conscience and to train us and prepare us to put up with even greater horrors. And now we see groups of armed goons strutting around the United States and Europe, beating up people that have their nation's flags and people that believe in sovereignty and people that oppose the globalists. And you openly have the Chinese government financing Hollywood and financing the left and financing, demoralizing our country with this vicious, poisonous venom that is their system. And the average person is more lonely. The average person has less friends. The average person has a lower IQ. I know so many people personally now that used to be smart, who are like in a mesmerized state. People are either getting more awake and more alive, or they're becoming more and more under the spell. And what is a spell? An ancient name for a trance. An ancient name for being hypnotized, being programmed, being under their sway. Humanity is being taken out of its natural environment, not to empower it, but to destroy it. And the globalists admit they want a one-world government, transhumanist gods they're going to worship. There's a post-human era. We have to get rid of the humans before we transcend and become gods. We're told this in Childhood's End, written in the 1950s by Illuminist and MI6 and OSS high-level initiate. And then you just move on from there. They're telling you that everybody has to die before you merge and become gods. And then when Epstein and the island and the fact that he had all the foundation heads, they were into eugenics and transhumanism and master races and breeding and underground bunkers. Well, go watch Dr. Strangelove, 1964. The CIA came to Stanley Kubrick and said, how do you know about Plan R? And how do you know about the machine that gives them the orders when the radio frequencies hit it? And Kubrick told him, I'm psychic. I've seen. He's a remote viewer. And I'm not talking about the fake remote viewers out there. I've talked to the family. I've talked to others. Kubrick was not going to the satanic rituals. Kubrick was not seeing the nuclear attack plan scramblers. He was literally envisioning it. I was told that by his daughter. And I already knew that from people at the Pentagon. And he was so psychic that he just couldn't even be around people anymore. He went and hid in the countryside of England. Because Kubrick picked up on everything else that everybody else was doing. And they tried to recruit him, but they didn't get him. Because Kubrick wouldn't be involved in the abuse of children. And boy, did they come after him. Because they wanted him to be on their team. And that's what The Shining is all about. Is there's a hotel that's psychically possessed, and there's an old black man that doesn't even know this family, but he's having psychic inclinations. He's got to go to that hotel and stop what was about to happen. And so everything Kubrick's telling you is what he experienced. And the truth is, the globalists know there's this internet of the mind. They know that psychic powers are real. And they know that everybody has them to a certain extent. And that's our connection to the spiritual. God's real. The devil's real. The dimensions are all real. And they want to get children when they're young, torture the hell out of them, so they form multiple personalities that they can then program and control. And that's only part of it, ladies and gentlemen. And now these very same wicked, wicked globalists are trying to start a race war in this country. And they're allied with communist China that, again, will do any human cloning, any genetic manipulation, humanoids killing 100+ million of their own people. The sky's the limit with these people. They admire those who are totally wicked and devoid of any basic decency and that will do anything. I suggest if you're watching and listening, you realize the enemy wants this off the air because we're telling you the truth. And we're here for a reason. There's not just evil in this universe, there's good as well. You've got my full commitment that I'm the opposite of a psychopath. I 100% feel all of this, and I can't stand it. And I can see what the globalists are up to with my own eyes, my own political understanding, my own geopolitical research, my own historical grasp, my own street smarts, but there's another element to it. I can see them. I see their operations. So while they're encased in their fortresses, and they're trying to build an omnipresent grid to surveil us and know our dreams, if we just know God, we already know all our dreams. We're already on that stairway to enlightenment. We're already touching God's foot. And the enemy is enraged by that because they're cut off from God and they can't stand it. So they want to grab children and rape them and torture them and turn them into little robot slaves. But they may program the mind. They can't touch that soul. We'll be back with hour number two of the Global Transmission. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Joe Biggs, triumphant with the great folks in Portland. All the backstory on that. Hour two. You don't want to miss it. Hillary.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.